Fiona making landfall in Puerto Rico as a Category 1 hurricane, but rain is the big concern. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Fox's Will Nunley is in Ponce on the island.
Torrential rain and flooding, life-threatening flooding throughout the island. We're seeing scenes of bridges being washed away, homes being washed away, roofs taken off businesses and homes, vehicles being washed away. There are numerous rescue attempts being executed throughout the island right now, with rescue workers doing their best to be able to get out in these treacherous conditions.
The slow-moving storm expected to drop as much as 2 feet of rain. FEMA already mobilizing resources with an emergency declaration approved on Saturday. From Florida and Texas, migrants are on the move to blue sanctuary states.
Republican Senator Mike Rounds defended the decision to send these migrants to blue states. Rounds says these southern border towns are simply overwhelmed.
You're talking about 3.4 million people just since the start of this Biden administration that have crossed the border. And they're coming into southern states. What is a governor supposed to do? They're trying to send a message to the rest of the country.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sending these migrants by plane to the wealthy island of Martha's Vineyard.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Migrants sent to the vineyard were headed to barracks on a military base on nearby Cape Cod. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 400 bodies were found at a mass burial site, many showing signs of torture. Ukrainian troops have pushed Russian forces out of several towns in recent days. In his nightly address, President Zelensky promised there would be no lull in Ukraine's counteroffensive. Fox's national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin.
Zelensky toured the strategic town of Izium this week as evidence of mass graves and war crimes mount. In some cases, troops used Soviet-era radio telephones with additional wires and alligator clips as a power source to shock prisoners during interrogation.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden paid their respects to Queen Elizabeth II in London, visiting Westminster Hall, where the Queen is lying in state. The president speaking after signing the condolence book.
She was the same in person as her image. Decent, honorable, and all about service.
500 world leaders are expected at Monday's funeral. California's Governor Gavin Newsom throws down a challenge after migrants arrive unexpectedly in Massachusetts. Fox's Christina Coleman with details.
After Ron DeSantis took credit for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard, Gavin Newsom sent a letter to the DOJ asking prosecutors to investigate whether this move was illegal. And Newsom responded to that by tweeting, "Hey, Governor DeSantis, clearly you're struggling, distracted, and busy playing politics with people's lives since you have only one overriding need, attention. Let's take this up and debate. I'll bring my hair gel. You bring your hairspray. Name the time before Election Day." And then he tweets this at CNN.
Governor DeSantis saying Thursday Florida is not a sanctuary state, adding it will help migrants with transportation to get to another state. A private Orthodox Jewish university in the Northeast suspends all student club activity. Fox's Paul Stevens explains why.
New York City's Yeshiva University suspending all club activity in the wake of a U.S. Supreme Court decision ordering the school to recognize, for now, an LGBTQ student group. A university emailed to students saying last week that the school will take steps to, quote, follow the roadmap provided by the U.S. Supreme Court to protect YU's religious freedom. A 5-4 vote last week week lifting a temporary hold on a court order requiring Yeshiva to recognize the group, even as a legal fight continues in New York courts. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh siding with the court's three liberal justices.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.